Chapter 5. The following summer, having completed his undergraduate degree in London, Colin moved to Eastern Washington to begin his certification work at the vet school at Washington State University. A few weeks later, Tyler invited him to his family's Puget Sound summer compound on Madrona Beach. He stood at the stern rail of the shiny, enamel-white and forest-green car ferry from Seattle, watching it drag its frothy wake like a bridal train. The air was gentle and warm, and gulls hitched a ride on the cushion of air the ferry pushed ahead. As he strolled up the port side toward the bow, the snowy volcanic cone of Mount Rainier loomed impossibly massive away to the south, rising through a low cloud layer and emerging again above and climbing up, up into the cobalt blue sky, to more than 14,000 feet. Above its summit, a flat lenticular cloud sat like a pale gray beret. On the green and yellow bus, stumpy as a boxcar, that met the ferry and chugged south along the road that formed the island's spine, he'd had the queer sensation that the ferry had somehow slipped through a crack in the time-space continuum, and he now existed in a parcel of reality that was running some 40 years behind the rest of the world. There were kids pedaling their bikes down the middle of the road, safely, and free of the anxious oversight of adults. The drivers of cars passing in opposite directions would wave and even stop to exchange greetings, and those behind them waited without leaning on their horns. It was a small island with no room for impatience. At the heart of the island's compact commercial center, the bus stopped at the curb next to a park and across the street from the